Well, thank you for having me. First off, there's the title of our presentation. We have no relationships to disclose. Everything that we did with this was done on a completely voluntary basis with no financial compensation whatsoever, sadly. With so many employees' waking hours being spent in the workplace, it's an important place to establish healthy behaviors. This retrospective study describes an ongoing grassroots wellness program established at Palmer College Chiropractic in Davenport in 2009. The benefits of workplace programs to both employee and employer have been fully explicated in the 2013 RAND study. The organizing committee of the Palmer Health Challenge established numerous elective competitions for the approximately 3 months of the annual challenge. We collected data over 5 years and are continually looking at ways to increase participation. In 2013, the RAND Corporation released a final report on workplace wellness, sponsored by the U.S. Department of Labor and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Their 132-page report reviewed scientific and trade literature. It also included a survey of employers, with at least 50 employees in the public and private sectors, including case studies of 5 programs and statistical analysis. While 7 of the authors of the RAND report and their minions were working probably full-time on an analysis of workplace wellness programs, a small band of amateurs were running a health challenge at a chiropractic college, fully unaware of RAND's efforts. We did not set out to perform a research project on workplace wellness. We had read various articles on how organizations that had such programs benefited financially from lower employee absenteeism, higher worker morale, and lower insurance premiums. The plan was always to organize this challenge and then turn it over to somebody else to administer. It was only after 5 years of successful programming, with each of those to be the last year, that we realized that we had 5 years of data that we could use to do a retrospective study. Palmer College phone books are issued by the marketing department each summer, between May and July. They are checked by departments for accuracy, as they closely coincide with the annual beginning of the health challenge. We use these directories to determine individuals' employment status and the department assignment. Over the 5 years, 248 individuals took part in the health challenge at least once. About half of the employees who participated in the health challenge at least once went on to participate at least 4 out of the 5 years. Not all of the employees who participated worked for the college for the entire 5 years of the challenge. New hires and retirees would not be able to participate in the entire program. And whether they could or could not was not able to be predicted. So we refigured the participation rates as a percentage of the employees who participated while employed. This adjustment gave 87 of 240 employees, or about 36%, who participated at all, participated every year that the program was offered to them. Annual participation rates ran from a low of 35% to a high of 51%. We had expected an initial high with a tapering effect, however, this was not the case. The entry fee for the challenge was set intentionally low at about $5 per person, so it would not be a financial burden to anyone participating. Participants received a college t-shirt. That was funding for the t-shirts was from the college, thank you. Entry fee monies were used mostly for modest prizes, participant prizes. We hope participants would realize that really the real prize was a healthier you. There were 3 main challenges that were optional. Everything was optional for participants. They could take part in whatever extent they wanted to. Points for each challenge were added to the running totals for the individuals and their teams, and they were comprised of teams of 6. And we gave winners in each of the categories. First off, the Get Moving Challenge. The Get Moving Challenge encouraged an increase in participants' daily activity levels. There were 3 main ways to obtain points listed there. Initially, the first year, the committee made up a chart to determine how the individuals could obtain points based on time and exercise intensity, and we had definitions for mild, moderate, and strenuous exercise. The following year, however, we revised that chart so it would be more in line with the American Heart Association exercise guidelines. If you notice that there's no points until you do at least 30 minutes of light exercise and 20 minutes of moderate exercise. Again, there were definitions that participants could utilize to follow to determine how much intensity they were utilizing when they were exercising. All of these self-monitoring activities were self-reported, utilizing those charts. Sometimes that yielded a little eye-rolling for the organizers, but we wanted the people to report things that were up and beyond their normal daily activities. All right, so if you walk to work every day before the health challenge, we wanted you to do up and beyond that. So those were the things that they were supposed to record. The Get Walking Challenge. So we had a set walking route that we expected participants utilizing the walking challenge to travel. Participants were encouraged to do this activity as a team, all right, to help with participation. And participants were encouraged to wear their health challenge T-shirts so people in the Davenport community could see Palmer employees engaged in healthy activities. The Education Challenge. This was a very popular part of the program. Participants received points by attending lectures given by mostly in-house experts on different wellness topics. Most of those lectures were submitted for continuing education, and so that was an added bonus to the chiropractors in the audience. Another optional activity was the weight loss challenge. Participants did an initial weigh-in with subsequent weigh-ins every 2 weeks. Winners were determined based on percent weight loss, which means I never won, to check on their progress. Weight loss was definitely a sensitive issue for many of the participants. I received repeated emails and conversations from participants who were concerned that human resources would somehow get this information to be used against them to increase their insurance rates. But we had one committee member that did all of the weigh-ins and reported things to me only in percentage, so that seemed to alleviate those concerns. There were some of the weight loss numbers we had from that challenge. The winner the first year, unbeknownst to me, and I learned 2 weeks after, had a gastric bypass, so, whoops. All right, compliance. We wanted to know if kindred teams, i.e. people with four or more of their six members, or had more compliance than those from blended teams, from different departments. And it turns out there was statistical significance in at least two of the 5 years. We had a number of team-building activities. Bowling was something we did, in which family members and participants could go out and have a fun night there. We see a cherished Health Challenge Committee member, Dr. Lisa Killinger, there with her funky ball. The bowling alley did have concerns about the number of Palmer participants that would only bowl in the prone position. We did have a play day activity with a number of challenges that also could be used for generation of points. There is a tug of war competition. There's me and a couple of my co-authors, and you can see I'm the one doing all the work. Just let that duly be noted. We had a relay race. There was also a volleyball that had competition with an obnoxiously large ball. Here are some of the winners from this year's competition. We have our weight loss champs down here on the bottom based on percent body weight and overall points winners there. That was also the first place team right there. They were the weapons of mass reduction. Let's see. Other things that we did is we wanted to ensure that Palmer College was giving back to the community. So we also had a food drive associated with it. The first year, we wanted it to be in relation to the number of pounds lost, but we kind of gave up on that. But we still managed to get some food for a local pantry. The challenge had its own Facebook page where participants could offer encouragement or bait opposing teams, share their accomplishments and failures, and even give healthy recipes. In conclusion, participation ranged from 35% to 51%. The RAND study reported participation rates of 20% or less for all lifestyle management programs. We proposed the difference between our findings and those of the RAND were due to the challenge being employee rather than administratively driven. The challenge just completed its sixth year, and we hope that others will replicate this challenge and share their findings. Thank you.